Wednesday of the 18th week of Ordinary Time, Matthew 15:21-28. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon, and behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not say a word in answer to her. His disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did him homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed from that hour. Dear family, the disciples, like the Jews in general, rejected pagans and had this strong prejudice against them. Because the pagans did not know about the God of Israel, the Jews called them dogs. And it's very difficult to change those attitudes by mere explanation, because the other side can come up with all kinds of arguments about the importance of holding on to the true faith and so on. So Jesus chose a different path. He allowed the encounter with this pagan woman to be played out, and he at first acts like a typical Jew, first rejecting her by not even talking to her. He did not say a word in answer to her. Then that kind of encouraged the disciples to ask him to send her away, and Jesus seems to go along with them and says, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." It's a second rebuke to the woman. The first, silence. The second, saying, "You're not part of the Jewish people, so I did not come for you." The third rebuke was by calling her a dog, like the Jews would do, by saying, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." Now, every time the woman addressed Jesus as Lord, very few people in Israel ever did that. But this pagan woman did. You see the witness coming through in front of the disciples? This is what Jesus wanted to demonstrate through the actions of the woman herself, that there can be faith in those which are not of our group, even those who are not of our religion. And this woman had heard about Jesus, and she calls him Lord and Son of David. You see the faith developing in this woman. But in addition to faith, this woman has great perseverance. Three times rebuked, and she continues with great humility. So here we have three essentials of prayer: faith, perseverance, and humility. Had she given up feeling offended or just thinking it was a hopeless case, she would have never seen the healing of her daughter. So two things are going on here. The Lord is evoking a deeper faith on this woman, allowing her to go through these obstacles and grow in faith, and at the same time is teaching the disciples an important lesson about how to respect and to be open even to the pagans. Not because the religion of Israel is equal to others, but because those who still do not have it can receive it if we're only loving enough to reach out to them. My dear family, this is so important today when there is so much paganism around us. Instead of condemning them or thinking they're a hopeless case, we need to know that among them there are many who are seeking the way. I'm thinking also about the Muslims. Even though the Muslim religion in itself, if we follow it according to the founder, will lead to violence and to seeking to impose their ways upon everybody, it is also true that many people were born to Islam, and they are seeking the way. And the Holy Spirit is already working in their hearts for them to seek, first of all, to live according to the natural law, which is put in the hearts of everybody by God Himself. If we recognize that, and if we reach out to them, I believe that many will come to know the love of Christ. It is true at the same time that many will close themselves and not receive it. And this is up to everyone to decide. Ours is to do our part to witness like Christ did to this woman. God bless you.